It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Lots of stories to tell. Welcome in to another Let's Get Local edition here on a Saturday morning. A bit of a warm Saturday for early June, but at least the humidity is not an issue. And it's breezy, so those things are helping us all kind of adapt to this early heat wave that we're experiencing right now. It is an exciting month. June is a fantastic month for so many, but in one particular case, I'm really excited to talk with Steve Starkey from Outreach LGBTQ Community Center now and bring him on the program to talk about Pride Month and to talk about their fantastic organization. Steve, good morning to you, and thanks for being on Let's Get Local today.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So tell people a little bit, first off, about the organization that you're the director of. It's been around since 1978, right, in some form, but it's continued to grow and evolve over the years. Introduce the Devil Ready audience to the organization, please.
Our mission is a commitment to equity and quality of life for LGBTQ people through community building, health and human services, and economic, social, and racial justice advocacy. So that's kind of a long mission statement, but that's what we do and what we've been doing, for 40-some years in Wisconsin, South Central Wisconsin. We have a lot of different programs that we hold, and we have been limited, of course, the last year because of the pandemic. Some of the programs that we normally are able to conduct, we haven't been able to because of restrictions. Our Wilma's Fund is a fund that gives small grants to LGBTQ people in Dane County that are experiencing homelessness or threatened with homelessness. And so that fund has been super active in the last year compared to, other years before the pandemic. So we gave grants to 150 people over the last year and have given away about $55,000 in that program. So that has been a lot of case management work and a lot of fundraising to keep up with the demand for that program. We have also continued our social and support groups. We had 25 social and support groups that met at the center before the pandemic. About 10 of them have continued to be active by holding their meetings on Zoom. And so we have the two Zoom accounts and help them to manage their technology and, do troubleshooting if their participants are having problems connecting. So that portion of our work has continued. We've also been doing a lot of educational services to governments and businesses, schools, just people who want education. And some of the education that is most in demand has been transgender services. So that's a lot of what we've been doing over the last year. We are hoping to open this summer to the public and then have, a large lending library. We have a cyber center. We have a big conference area that people can use for meetings or for events. We're hoping, to have a lot more activity when the pandemic allows us to reopen.
Yeah, we're talking with Steve Starkey of Outreach here in Madison. Steve, you mentioned the lengthy mission statement, but that just means there's a lot of work to do, right? I mean, that's just the case, isn't it?
Absolutely. LGBTQ people have been discriminated against, for forever, it seems. And We have made a lot of progress over the last 20 to 30 years with LGBTQ rights, but there's still a long way to go. And part of it is legal, and part of it is societal. It's discrimination that people face on a daily basis in their lives. And so outreach has been there to do information referral, to help people find the services they need, to be peer counselors, to listen to people who are having problems, help them find solutions, connect them with the DA or with LGBTQ friendly lawyers in Madison. There's a number of really good ones in the area. The requests that we get kind of run the gamut of, I just moved to town and I want to know where the gay bar is, to I'm homeless and have out on the street in the middle of the winter. So I think the services we provide are really crucial to the community.
Thank you, Steve. We're talking with Steve Starkey, Executive Director over at Outreach LGBTQ Plus Community Center. Steve, I think what you just said there is so important. You know, there's so many societal issues that span the gamut. Doesn't matter if you're straight, gay, lesbian, bi, different race. All these issues affect all of us. And I love the fact that at Outreach, you guys have identified how much more challenging some of those societal issues can be for people that are marginalized, and you're giving them resources to be able to move forward on those things. Steve, you mentioned the Wilma's Fund early on, and you just celebrated a big milestone with that. So tell us a little bit about what that means to you to have 10 years of the Wilma Fund.
So Wilma's Fund was started by my partner, Donald Haar, 10 years ago. Donald had done drag performances when he was younger, and decided to, to join the drag performance world and do shows specifically that were to help LGBTQ homeless people. He worked at Salvation Army at the time and saw that there weren't a lot of services for LGBTQ people in the homeless shelters and homeless services, that we kind of fall through the cracks. The services in Madison are divided from to male and female, and so transgender people especially fell through the cracks with that. And he started doing shows and raising money, and the demand both for for the shows and for the program, and then also the demands for services, people needing grants to help them in emergency situations, was really, there's a lot of demand. And so the program continued to grow over the last 10 years. Of course, the last year has been the most significant growth because of the pandemic. But we have given away about $150,000 in that program and have helped more than 300 clients during that period. We also, in addition to helping them with financial resources, we also try to help them navigate the human services field, the homeless services field, to find other resources. And we want to help them get off the street for a week and regroup, and or pay a month's rent, pay a phone bill that is or utility bill that's overdue, to help them out on the short term. But we also want to hopefully help them in the long term to get out of the homeless situation.
Steve, I've worked for a nonprofit here in the area too for quite some time, Project Home, and we deal with people in financially difficult situations too, trying to hang on to their homes oftentimes. And I will tell you, I'm sure you've experienced this too, but that gesture just allows people to feel like humans again, doesn't it? I mean, it's so much more than just the simple gesture you're making.
It is really important, because I think there's being able to sit down with someone who is LGBTQ friendly, or our staff are all LGBTQ identified, and have someone that is empathetic and really trying to help you, not only kind of financially, but also with your quality of life and with mental health problems that often homeless people experience. So I think it's a really critical service. And we've had so many people have come back to us and said, you know, how important the support was at that difficult time in their life.
We're talking with Steve Starkey, the executive director over at Outreach LGBTQ Plus Community Center. The website is outreachmadisonlgbt.org. Steve, before we wrap up here the segment and have to say goodbye to you, I just want to, let's talk about Pride real quick, right? It's an exciting month, a lot of activities happening, and thanks to our state's activities and the country to get vaccines out, more of these things are able to take place this year. So I'm sure you guys are looking forward to that too.
Yes, we are. We have been doing our Pride event, which was a parade for many years, and now in 2019, we did a magic festival that was at Warner Park. So that activity has been in August. So we're a little off of the calendar in terms of the June Pride activities. And I know there are still a bunch of activities that are not happening in this year because of pandemic restrictions and because of, you know, people worrying about having a huge gathering of people where there isn't social distancing or there isn't any kind of regulation. So I think that, you know, probably next year we will see a much more full Pride season. I was really happy again to have Governor Evers have an event the other day where he raised the Pride flag on the Capitol and had a press conference. I think the support from political leaders like Governor Evers is really important for our community, and to feel supported, to feel, you know, to help people who maybe don't have good feelings about LGBTQ people, maybe change their minds, have solidarity in our community, feel pride for who we are, and kind of help us to come together as a community is a really important important thing for us.
Thanks so much, Steve, for your time and everything you do over that outreach. Take a look. Take a look and how you can support the organization. Again, the website is outreachmadisonlgbt.org. Steve Starkey, the executive director. Steve, have a great Saturday, and thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jason.
All right. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Be back in just a minute. Pressure mounting.